John Osborne turned 71 today.
Living the rock and roll lifestyle is not easy, but it's interesting. Pocosi scours the internet for rock and roll dirt so you don't have to. It's time for Rock Gossip, powered by Mastercraft Auto Body on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.
Of course, nobody ever calls him John because we call him Ozzy. He's been known by that forever and ever and ever and ever. Ozzy songs, you don't think inspired by classical music, classical guitar riffs, because you just, those guitar players are just so good. Hard, heavy, Zakk Wylde, Jakey Lee, Randy Rhoads. Well, Diary of a Madman was a song that was inspired that way. Way back when, Randy Rhoads and Ozzy were living in a house in London. Ozzy doing most of the sleeping and Randy doing most of the writing. And he had this little riff he was doing, and it turned into Diary of a Madman. Here's Ozzy to explain.
Randy and I were living in an apartment in Kensington, London, and he started to have these classical guitar lessons, and he was giving this classical scale. I said to Randy, that would make a really interesting beginning for a song. He said, what? So I'd been out of my mind on some substance, and I was crashed out on the couch, and I heard this piece of music. And I'd woken up when he was coming to the end, and it was just this one section. So I didn't know what the hell he was playing, you know, so... I'm screaming through the windows, watch me die another day. It sort of came from there.
I've been out of my mind on some substance, unquote. Happy birthday to Ozzy. There's a high-tech experience from the Beatles, Sgt. Pepper, that we probably won't get to see. But I'll tell you about it. Beginning this month in Liverpool, there's a remixed version of Sgt. Pepper from the 1967 edition. But it was kind of doctored up. Giles Martin, the son of the producer George Martin, has an experience. He's got speakers all around listeners, above their heads, on all sides. He wants to transport them to Abbey Road Studios where Sgt. Pepper was recorded without actually going there. Here's Giles Martin to explain that.
People will think they're just listening to a record, and then when they listen to it, they'll realize it's more than that. They'll become fully immersed in a soundscape, which is unlike any other. It's a bit, for me, it's a bit like imagining falling through the vinyl of a record. It's like it's melting and you fall into this world and you're surrounded by the Beatles. It's like sitting in Abbey Road Studio 2 and having the Beatles play for you.
Now who's abusing a substance? By the way, that will just be in Liverpool on selected dates. Depending on how it does, it may go to London and maybe it'll go here. But I doubt it.
Finding the latest in rock gossip. Weekday mornings at 6:30 and 8:30. It's Rock Gossip, powered by Mastercraft Auto Body on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.